Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about these Democrats all across the country and how they're starting to panic because they're losing the black vote. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense, that no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
Right there, I saw that video and I was like, yes, somebody gets it. Somebody put it out, the truth out there. Pastor Jerome Davison, he is a resident of Arizona, a former NFL football player, and travels across the country to inspire so many people. He has passion, he has faith, and he's now running for Congress. Isn't this what we've been asking for? We need people like this young man standing up. I'm telling you, when I first saw that video, I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? Because, you know, you first see this. You see a person on there and they got the Klan hood on. I'm like, okay, what is this? What's going on here? Is this the Democrats trying to, you know, say Republicans are the racist ones? When we all know that the Klan was created by the Democrats. The Klan created the Democrats to try to suppress the black vote along with anybody that was white that was supporting the Republican Party. So let's bring on this young man. Pastor Jerome Davison. Davins, thank you so much for coming on with me.
Man, I'm excited to be here, Will. I've been noticing you fighting the fight, and I was fighting the fight at the same time on YouTube, and they kicked me off, you know, during the election, during the time the shutdown, they had COVID, and I had something like 80,000 subscribers, and I was a truther, and I was sending the message out to the black folks. This is why I'm the only person running for Congress. I know what it's like to make money and make a living on these platforms and to look forward to sharing content with these people, and they kick you off. So I'm the only candidate in the United States running on an internet bill of rights. We will establish our freedom of speech again on these platforms. That way they can't steal elections and silence conservative voices.
You know what? They actually removed my YouTube channel as well. I had roughly around 114,000 subscribers. I even have that silver play button that they send you when you reach 100,000. I have it sitting on my wall, and they removed my channel. Not because I was calling for violence, not because I was showing nudity, not because I was cursing, none of that. Because I was telling the truth, and I was exposing what this evil, demonic leftist group is doing, and they removed my channel. Let me ask you this. Have you been seeing what's happening in New York with all the support? President Trump shows up to Harlem, and look at all this black support he's getting. But Joe Biden says if you're black, you can't support Trump. What am I missing here?
Right. Well, you know, they use the superclass. They use the superclass of blacks, which is the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers, the superstars, the football players, the movie stars, the rappers, to crack the whip on any black person who even try to think for themselves or support President Donald Trump. You remember when the great Jim Brown went to see President Trump, or when the rapper went to see him, what was it, Ice-T or Ice Cube? He had the platinum plan for us. But as soon as they go over there, they get the black Democrat gatekeepers to crack the whip on them. Well, I don't care what kind of names people call me. You're not paying my bills. You're not my God, because I believe this, Will, that if we can allow them to pressure us and shame us into not supporting President Donald Trump, it won't be long before they shame us. Jesus shame us. They'll shame us from saying the name of Jesus. Ooh. They'll shame us from going to church. Ooh. They'll shame us from reading the Bible. Ooh. And if they let you pressure them like that, well, then it's going to change. But what I'm seeing in New York is what I've been warning people, even on, I just got kicked off of Facebook. As soon as I made my announcement, they kicked me off.
So, really?
But I've been warning people on Facebook. Yes, I've been warning people on Facebook that they're gonna kick you niggly wigs out on the street. That's what I call them, niggly wigs. They're gonna kick you out on the street and they're going to bring these illegals in here, and they're going to give them the life they've been promising you. They've been promising you better schools. They've been promising you jobs. They've been promising you a better justice system. But you're going to be on the streets watching your life go to them if you don't vote right.
You know, you're so spot on, Nigglywiz. I love it. I'm going to have to start spreading it around. That's so true. Because a lot of black people, they were like, all Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. And now, and even they were screaming for reparations. And now the Democrats took those reparations and they're giving them to illegals. So let's talk about Arizona, because you're running for Congress in Arizona. I mean, you have Katie Hobbs in Arizona. You have a whole bunch of other tyrants in Arizona. I know this is an uphill battle. What does it look like? What does the platform look like right now in Arizona? And especially with Facebook, YouTube, they're removing conservative, black conservatives like you, which they keep rapping and raving like they're all for black people, people of color. What does it look like in Arizona for you right now?
Well, I'm their biggest threat. I'm their biggest threat. I'm a Holy Ghost filled believer, and I'm one who will have a college education. And before I even made it to the pros, I made sure I got my degrees. And my parents made sure that they stressed education in our home. My father was a truck driver. My mother was a homemaker and made us go to church. So that hard work about being a truck driver and having faith is what the Democrats don't want black people and conservatives to have. They're going to try to do the Supreme Court in Arizona, 6 months outside of this very important election, made a stirring of the nest when they upheld the abortion rights. Basically, they use it as a political football, just as they did, the National Supreme Court did in 2022, 6 months out from the election, and they gave the Democrats a talking point and a platform. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Yes, we have wicked people like Katie Hobbs and a lot of mentally ill people here. But the Spirit of God, I've been telling everybody, lay hands on your ballot. Stop. They're believing in supernatural power. They're believing in witchcraft. We got to believe in the supernatural power of God. Lay hands on your ballot, but when you put it and say, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your supernatural power to be on this ballot in the name of Jesus. If they steal it, replace it with another 100 of them.
Ooh, wait. You know, that's so spot on. I love that. We need to pray for your ballot and pray for it in the name of Jesus. And you rebuke all of these evil things that the Democrat Party, I call them the Democrat Party, because they support everything that is 100% demonic, with all the way they're targeting children, the way they're having the open borders, the fentanyl killing people. There's over 400,000 children missing right now, and not a single Democrat seems to have a problem with it. They were kicking and screaming. They were crying when President Trump, they're talking about 5,000 children. Now it's 400,000. Not a single peep out of nothing from the Democrats. What do you think the top? Go ahead.
The shameful thing is that Joe Biden stopped the DNA check at the border. That now you can't do a swab and check if the person who has the baby is the owner or a relative of the baby. Why did he do that? Because of human trafficking. That's their currency. The currency of the elite is not money or gold or silver. The currency of the elite is human bodies, human trafficking, and blood.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the major top issues, other than what we just laid out, that's in America, that's headed right now to 2024? What do you want people to really concentrate on? And tell everyone how they can find you and how they can connect with you and how they can support you. Because right now, the way the Democrats are doing, they remove you from Facebook, they remove you from YouTube. They know if they can remove you from these platforms, your reach is limited. So then that way your funding is limited, because then they try to prevent people from donating to you. So I want you to tell everyone how they can donate to you, because they need to support candidates like you that's going to believe in God, that's going to put God in the forefront of everything. And you know what? A lot of times they talk about what pastors can't be politicians. I beg to differ. The Bible is filled with politics. They ruled, kings and queens ruled over us that believed in God. And it's all in the Bible. Amen. So tell everyone how they can connect with you and how they can support you.
Well, you know, I've reached out to a lot of big name celebrities or black people on YouTube and asked them to endorse me and get me on, because they're trying to censor me. And these people are on there talking about how they love God and love the country, but they haven't. Go to my website, jeroneforcongress.com, J-E-R-O-N-E. The biggest issues that's facing people, number one, they want the border closed. Number two, they want the illegals out of this country. And then number three, they want cheaper gas and cheaper food. These are the kitchen table issues that the Republicans have got to bring. We're not going to fight over the abortion stuff. We're going to stand up for rights. We're going to fight for the unborn, and I'm not going to change on that. I believe in conception. I believe in life at conception, and I'm going to stand on that. And it means that they don't want to vote for me, but I believe, God, that my message is very powerful, and it's moving people.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because talking about abortion, because that's what the left is running on. They're running on the fact that they want to kill the most innocent of us all, the child in the womb. This is nothing but of Satan what they're doing. They're following Satan's orders, and they call it good health care. And they especially target the black community. Ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, sent it back to the states, the population of black people in the country has gone up. And who's mad about it? The Democrats. I'm like, this is unacceptable. We can't have this many. How'd you say it? Niggler wigs. We can't have this many in the country. We gotta do something about this. So then you have Kamala Harris show up at abortion clinic campaigning. Never, ever happened before in the history of this country. But yet she shows up because they're targeting black people.
Yes. Yeah. It's a shame because of... I said it in my PBS debate against my so-called Republican opponents who want to continue to fund Ukraine. And I called them out on the carpet for that. Mm. But I told them, I said, listen, there's no way I'm going to support the greatest genocide in humanity, in human history, that was began by a racist woman by the name of Margaret Sanger and was funded by Bill Gates' father, who owned IBM. And they wanted to stop the black weeds from populating in America. And that includes Hispanics. Hispanics only make up 18%. Blacks only make up 12% in this country. And we got to stop falling for the okey-doke. And I believe a lot of people are waking up.
Yep. One last question, and I'll let you go because I know you're a busy man. What do you think the black vote looks like for President Trump this coming election versus the last election?
It's going to be humongous. I mean, it's going to be laughable. They're going to be over there pulling their hair out. You think they screamed when Trump got elected. But when they see the black and Hispanic vote this time, they are going to be shaking. But I pray that it's not too late, because they're going to use these illegals. And actually, when I get to Congress, I want to hold them responsible for every illegal vote. And people are going to go to jail for fraud.
You know what? That's exactly what needs to happen. And I can imagine the establishment, both on the Republican and these evil Democrats, they're going to hate to see you come. So I want to pray in the name of Jesus that you make it and that you get there. And we give God all the glory, because this is the time that people like you and the people that's watching right now need to stand up and fight against this tyranny. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, thank you so much for coming on here. And tell everyone your website one more time so they can get it down.
Go to JeromeForCongress.com. Donate your shoe size. I know the Bidenomics is making things tight for everybody, but my campaign is more than a campaign. It is a kingdom assignment. So whatever you give a prophet in the name of a prophet, Jesus said you will not lose a prophet's reward. Y'all be blessed. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you so much, sir. Best of luck. Wow. You know what? That's the type of people that I love to see run for Congress, because we don't need these weak in the knee, backbone, spineless rhino Republicans going up against Democrats, because all they do is they cave in. They give the Democrats exactly everything that they want. We've been seeing that even with Mike Johnson. And I love the fact that he brought up Ukraine, Shannon. I love the fact that he brought up Ukraine, talking about we need to stop sending money to Ukraine, because Ukraine, again, like I mentioned, Ukraine is nothing but a money pit for these crooked politicians.
And you know what? God says in the Bible, you take care of your home first. This is our home. We have to take care of our home here. First. We are not stronger for supporting them and not supporting ourselves. We become weaker when we do that.
You know what? But I think that's the agenda. I think the agenda is to create a weak nation. And they don't want people like Pastor Jerome standing up and speaking up and representing the Republican Party of all parties. Like the very first thing, when I first saw that video that he created, that's the best campaign ad ever created. I mean, it is the best campaign ever created.
The tide is turning for the Republican Party.
It is.
We need to keep praying that it keeps going.
It is. The tide is turning. And I'm so happy about it. I'm really excited about it, because, you know, even President Trump said that this election is going to be too big to rig. Let me say it one more time, because President Trump said it. This election, 2024, too big to rig.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. We are back. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about President Trump showing up in New York. And you know what? At first, when they were starting this trial up in New York over President Trump, and I was like, man, this is really jacked up. They're keeping President Trump from going on the campaign trail. They're doing this stupid gag on or trying to prevent President Trump from speaking. They're doing everything they can to try to silence the man. But just like everything else that the Democrats have done in the past, it has backfired on them. Everything. This is another episode of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. This is another episode of that. How? Because they got President Trump. They tried him in New York and they're trying to keep him down. But guess what? New York is flipping. People in New York are coming out in great numbers in support of President Trump. This is not what the Democrats want. I'm willing to bet that the Democrats are looking at all of the support that President Trump has in New York because everyone knows where he is. They all know he's there. And they're like, oh, my goodness, he's getting all of this support in New York. I'm willing to bet that they're going, maybe we should have moved this to someplace else. Maybe we should have moved this, you know, to a different location. Because with President Trump being in New York, his presence alone is actually drawing people in. Listen to some of this where President Trump was outside talking to people. And of course, he just laying it out, this unconstitutional, what they're doing to him, taking his constitutional rights away, his First Amendment rights away. It's repulsive. But listen to what President Trump has to say to the news reporters in New York.
Very close in New York, I understand. And we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. It's, they said, I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot.
USA! 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 USA!
They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference. So the polls have just come out, and I just got another sample. We're leading every swing state by a lot, and we're leading the nation by a lot. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He makes Jimmy Carter look great. Jimmy Carter is very happy because his presidency was brilliant by comparison. But this is the worst president we've ever had. He's destroying our country. Close the borders. You can do it in one phone call. You can close the borders. Close up the borders, Joe. Our country's going to hell.
I love Trump.
I mean, you know, he's in New York and he sounds like a New Yorker, right?
Right, right.
Our country is going to hell.
I mean, he's been impactful on New York. You know what? He deserves New York's vote, what he has done for that city. You know, I was so happy to see the excitement on the streets for him. And this is what the Democrats are scared about. He is now saying, you know what? He's a businessman. Oh, he knows how to turn something bad into something good.
You know what?
And
he's taking
advantage
of it.
You're going to take me to trial?
You're
going to
keep me here?
Yeah.
You won't let me go on the campaign right? trail? I'm going to bring the people to New York.
I'm
going to bring it to here. Now he's going to have an event in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He actually said that. He said he's going to
have an event in the Bronx?
Yep, and at Madison Square Gardens. And he said, you know what? They said they're going to now campaign every week in New York.
You know what? This is so exciting because the Democrats are going after Trump and they're doing nothing but helping him. This is helping President Trump. Here, let me show you another short clip. This is really short. You can leave it split screen. Watch this. Listen. Just listen.
We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
Look at this. So he's shaking hands with everybody. He's a real people's person. You don't ever see this type of reaction with Joe Biden.
And you won't.
You don't see this at all with Joe Biden. No one is trying to go to Joe and shake his hand. No one cares about Joe.
Look at the black guy there.
Yeah, the black guy
smiling.
There's Latinos in there. There's white people in there. There's Asian people. These are Americans, and they're all there to see Trump. Trump is like a rock star.
He is a rock star.
He's a rock star.
He knows how to walk. He knows how to talk.
He knows how to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Right?
And he's okay.
He's so much more capable than Biden.
Trump is like, okay, you're gonna keep me here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not going to get mad about it. It is disgusting what you're doing. You're keeping me here. Okay, let's just take advantage of it. There's how many people in New York? I mean, I'll just win the people in New York. I'll show them the truth here.
Yeah,
I'll just go talk to the people here in New York.
If I can't campaign somewhere else, I'll campaign here.
I'm going to tell you right now, President Trump, they're keeping him locked down in New York. But as long as we have cameras, we have internet, we're going to see President Trump and we're going to support him. Mm. I've told people this before. President Trump doesn't have to come to my little town here in Texas. I'm still going to support Trump.
That is so weird. You know what?
He doesn't have to come to my town.
I thought of that today. I thought, you know what? This just shows that we here in Texas, in Kentucky, in Ohio, in Iowa, can watch Trump and go, wow, I'm excited for him. This excites the rest of the country, right?
Yes.
To see a blue state celebrating him, chanting
and you know
for
what?
Him.
I wanted the best
they
the
are
other
waking
states.
Up and
the
we're
other
finally
states
glad.
Are like, I don't want to be left behind.
Yeah.
Because look what they're doing to him.
Right.
All these illegals coming into their state. They're destroying their state, destroying the cities because of the illegals are coming in, and it's all being driven by the Democrats. Here's another short one. Listen to this one. Go full screen on it. Watch this. Oh, we can't do it. Listen, just listen. Y'all hear that? Let me play it one more time. Listen, just listen. Just listen, because this is in New York.
We want Trump. We want Trump.
USA, Shannon. They're screaming USA. Screaming USA.
Yeah, and you know, I know right now you can't see it because
they're screaming USA. They're screaming USA.
Yeah, and there's excitement. You know what, Will? This was a last-minute thing. This wasn't hugely organized. In fact, they said it was unplanned, right? There was a little planning, obviously, because they're there. They barricaded it off a little bit. But he, at the last minute, woke up. This was at 7:30 this morning. 7:30
this morning?
And their time.
And all these people out there, 7:30 their time.
All those people there waiting for Trump. And that's what he's going to do. That's what Trump is going to do. He's going to take advantage of what he has. That's what a businessman does. He's like, listen, I got time here in New York, right? Let's take advantage of it. Who can we talk to? Who can we meet up? And I think, Will, the fact that they've destroyed New York so much, it literally is making the people there excited. And he went to the Bronx and he's like, man, look at the reaction I got here. Let's do it again. Let's go to Chick-fil-A. Let's go to, you know, where they're building buildings. And he relates to these people. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Trump, as a career, he built skyscrapers.
Yes.
He built buildings.
Sorry to cut you off, but to add on top of that.
Right.
President Trump hired like more than half the city.
Right.
He hired so many people in New York. A lot of people were able to make a living. People were able to support their families.
Yeah.
Because what President Trump did in New York.
Yeah.
And now the people in New York have said, wait a minute. This is not the Trump. They're going after Trump over this fraudulent stuff and all this other corruption that's taking place, but they're going after Trump over, what do they call it? Over hush money?
Yeah, and you know what?
In New York, money? Well, you have the mob in New York. You have all these corrupt criminals in New York.
Mm-hmm. Trump's parents made him work.
Yes.
In the construction, on the field, so he could get a real feel of what goes on out there. And then Trump did the same thing to his children. So he relates to these people, and they know he relates to them. He's going out here saying, these people are the hardest workers. They're doing the jobs that no one else wants to do. And same thing with the police department. Same thing with the fire department. You know, Joe has no energy and no passion when he talks to these people. It makes him, because he's disingenuous. Well, he doesn't really care. Trump does.
Yeah, listen, here's some more video, some more words from our great president, Donald J. Trump.
As you probably have heard, some very big things have happened, but the biggest seems to be that the GDP just announces all the way down to 1.6%, and it's heading south. It's going to get worse. Gas prices in California were just also announced that $7.60, gasoline is going way up, energy costs are going way up, and the stock market is, in a sense, crashing. The numbers are very bad. This is Bidenomics. It's catching up with him. It's lucky that it's catching up before he leaves office as opposed to after he leaves office. But this is Bidenomics. It's destroying our country at the border, destroying our country with other countries. They no longer respect the United States. I think the dollar's in tremendous trouble in terms of currency. This is going to be the standard, and it's going to be the standard with me. With Biden, you're going to lose. The dollar is the standard. That'll be like losing the biggest war we've ever lost. And it's a shame, but it's all the way down to 1.6. And I'll tell you, nobody thought that would be possible. And it looks like it's heading down from there. So that's very bad news. This morning I met with great people, construction workers, some Teamsters, and other unions, and some not in unions, and we had a fantastic morning. You were there, some of the press was there. Great show of support. As you know, some tremendous polls came out over the last 24 hours where we're up in all of the swing states and up nationally. But one came out where we're down very little in New York. New York traditionally isn't won by Republicans anymore. It used to be.
Right there. You know what? President Trump. I mean, see, this is why I love President Trump, because he comes out and he tells the truth and they're trying to silence him. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to get back to some more of this that's happening in New York, New York. You know what? I was constantly putting out these memes about escape from New York, escape from New York. But, you know, President Trump is there and President Trump is trying to save New York. So we don't need to say escape from New York. We need to save New York. I mean, I wish we could say the same thing about California, but I think California may be just too far gone, too far gone. But hey, let me tell you about something that I've been doing here recently. This is called Rise by Frequence. Now, I take this every single morning when I go to the gym. Right when I get ready to go to the gym, I'll take this. And I find out that this Rise. So let me just explain to you what happens here. They put like a chip, a little one of the thin chips on top of the box here, the container. Mine's empty because I've already taken them all. So what happens, this little chip actually puts out a frequency. And have you ever seen those videos where they're doing the music and they play a certain tone, or they have that plate and they add a certain tone to it and it creates certain designs? Well, what they've done is they taken that same technology, which is not a new technology, but they've taken that same technology and they've applied it to this supplement. And it's like a mental, it really is. It's a mental health, clarity. It's energy per mm-hmm. se. And I can tell you, I'm in the gym and I'm taking this and I just feel happy.
Yeah, this is considered a new mental health supplement. Well, it has lion's mane in it that helps you with memory. But another really important thing about lion's mane is it helps your brain to reproduce new brain cells. There are not very many products that do that. So it is literally helping people to prevent Alzheimer's.
Is it helping dementia? Create new brain cells, or is it turning on brain cells?
No,
that
it's
are
helping
not
create new ones because, you know, our cells die off.
Well, your cells know? Die off. But right. I was always under the impression that brain cells, all the brain cells that you're going to have are there. But I'm not a biologist. I don't know. But I do know what woman is.
But anyways, Frequence, the one great thing about this product is our body is made of energy.
Yes.
Right? And that's nothing new. And our bodies have a frequency. They even say there's a God frequency. There's a reason why when you listen to music, you relax. there's a, because of a frequency, right? So they have made it to where this chip, and you and I actually went to this plant.
Yeah, I actually, which is amazing. I went to the plant when they actually did the ribbon cutting.
Ribbon cutting, yeah.
And for frequency, and they were going to all the detail. They had doctors there talking about it, and this is, like I said, this is not something new. It's like all of a sudden they're doing frequency. This has always been there.
Right.
Frequencies, there's radio frequencies all around us right now. They've just taken them and applied them.
So what it does is it charges the product that's in there.
Yeah, It helps your body absorb.
It helps your body absorb the product and use it for what it is intended to use it for. So people that are trying to get off of addiction are using this product.
Yes.
People that are going to psychologists are using this product.
Yes.
They're getting great results. People are happier. You and I, actually, we were talking the other day, we were walking, and I said, I feel like a little kid, like I'm looking at the world like I did when I was young. And it's because of this product, the way it impacts your brain, it is really good stuff.
And it's not, it doesn't give like an intoxicated feeling.
No, not at all.
There's nothing like that. It's like, no. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling loopy. Nothing. It's like you're just all of a sudden like, I'm happy.
You feel good. Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah. When we went there, they gave us lunch.
They actually, when we went there, they had a jug. They had a jug, and you can go get as much as you want.
Yeah.
And at first, I didn't know what it was in there. And I'm sitting there drinking it. I'm drinking it. And the next thing I know, I'm like, Shannon, you need to go drink some of this.
he got really happy. I'm started like, feeling
I'm
good.
I'm so happy right now.
He's like, oh, I don't
and
know.
And she's just like looking at me.
I'm like,
she's
looking at me.
Are you okay? I said, no, I'm serious. I'm like, I don't feel like, I mean, like, I could, you know, not. I don't feel like I'm intoxicated.
No, no,
I just
of
felt
that.
Really happy. I was like, you got to try this. You got to try this. So then she tried and she said, you know, just so clear. And let me tell you about another one too.
This is the sink.
This is the sink. And if you're interested in this, you want more information, it's right there, riseandvibe.com. Right there, rise, the letter N, vibe.com. Riseandvibe.com. The sink. Oh my goodness. I started taking the sink right before I go to bed, and I would have these vivid dreams. I dream like no tomorrow. I dream like I did when I was a kid.
And that's because it has the GABA in it, has several different things, has CBD in it, or CBN.
CBN.
Yeah, it has
CBN
in it.
CBN.
Yes. And this is really good. In fact, people are saying the same thing you do, Will. If you go and research it, people are like, oh my God, I am having vivid dreams like I never had before. I'm actually getting to that plateau where I'm sleeping so good every single night. In fact, we've run out of it.
Yes.
And Will has been so upset. He's like, "All they actually ran out too at the
my stash at the plant. Look at that, it's completely empty.
It's been flying
and
off the shelf.
You know what? I need to order a box of this and hide it from my producer, and everybody else.
And you know, all the products that we have, they build on upon each other. It's not that you take them not with them. You take everything each other.
This
they complement each other.
You know, a lot of times. You know, because I had a stressful time here in the last few months, and be honest with you, and I'm not a huge drinker. I don't drink alcohol. Like I have to have alcohol. I don't really ever think about alcohol, but sometimes I would have a little wine before I would go to bed just to relax me. Ever since I've been taking the sink, I don't even think about it because I go to sleep and I don't wake up until the next morning. Or if I do wake up through in the middle of the night, This is something else I've experienced. If I wake up during the middle of the night and I go to the restroom and get a glass of water, what have you, you know, a lot of times you lay back down and your mind is just buzzing, wondering, and I would stay up 2 and 3 hours before I go back to sleep. Not when I took the sink. When I take the sink, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see how long before I go back to sleep. And next thing I know, I'm waking up in the morning. It is so amazing.
And once again, that has to also do with the frequency that they put that in there.
Yes.
It helps your body absorb it and helps it do what it's supposed to do.
I can't speak for everybody, but I'm going to tell you right now, I love this. The sink is like...
And we met the owners of this company.
It's better than sliced bread. I mean, I never thought I would imagine that I would like something so much. Uh-huh. And my producer, she won't order me anymore.
Well, they ran out, but they're going to be getting more. But they ran out? The owner of this, we were actually supposed to have her on yesterday, and things happened, and we couldn't bring her on. We're going to bring her on.
We're going to reschedule
that. But Barb is her name, and she actually created this product because her daughter was in a mental health crisis. She was suicidal, and she was in a addiction crisis, and she was like, they're in the health industry, and she came up with this, and it did so many. They've been, and they actually have doctors now that are working with the company. I mean, this is an amazing the only products we ever bring are the products that we believe in and that we've used and that we've seen results, and this is one of those other products that, you know, once again, we layer things. Mm-hmm. They work in conjunction with each other. And sometimes people go, oh, well, you know, I don't have money for all these different things. Well, you don't have money for medical bills either, to be honest with you.
I mean,
and we're looking for longevity, to feel good.
I'm so bummed that I don't have any right now. So, but anyways, but you know what? Let me tell everyone, because
go to RiseAndVibe.com.
RiseAndVibe.com. Mm-hmm. But let me tell everybody about something else that you really need to get ready for. Because when President Trump goes back into office, I predict that the stock market, everything is going to go through the roof, is going to boom in a positive way. It's going to be great. Because remember, the beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red hot inflation continue? Will interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down. The Fed is completely incapable of fixing this issue. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? Well, I spoke to my friends over at Genesis Gold Group, our new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. After speaking to many other companies, they decided to choose to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k and your IRA into a retirement account backed by precious metals like gold and silver. And their team has decades of experience to help folks just like you to preserve your hard-earned savings. And the service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help get my money back, and you should trust them to get your money to be backed by the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold today at 800-200-GOLD for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com, or you can go to LindellGoldRush.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync, synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So let's go back to New York. I got to go back to New York because for me to see this happening is such a great thing. Go ahead and split screen it for me. Now, listen to this. This is a gentleman from the union, and he's talking about President Trump in New York. And again, this is like another episode of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. The Wile E. Coyote being the Democrats, always trying to set up a trap for President Trump. Watch this. You can leave it split screen. It's a short one.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
The Democrats have become the party of the ultra wealthy.
That's it right there.
That is exactly, you know, they always say that it's the Republicans and the ultra wealthy. Yes. We know that's not true.
They're trying to see, the Democrats are trying to create this liberal utopia. Have you seen Hunger Games, Shannon? Have you seen that? I use that analogy all the time because that's a great example of what the Democrats are trying to do. For those of you that have never seen Hunger Games, what it is they have this. It's like everyone that would be considered in this case Republicans that love America. They're in poverty. Everything is gray. Everything is dirty. It's dusty. There's lack of food. And you have to fight to get a certain amount of food, right? That's why they call them Hunger Games. But then everyone who has food in that location, everything, the colors are vibrant, everything is clean, and, you know, everything seems to be nice. And that's where all the liberals are. It's the exact same thing that they're trying to create right now in America. And it's not just America, but they're doing the Democrats here in America. They're the main ones trying to create a liberal utopia.
But their liberal utopias are trash. They're riddled with homeless people. They're riddled with illegal immigrants.
But no,
that's they're literally not fighting each other.
Wait a minute. I think you're missing the point. Because that is exactly what the liberal utopia is, to create all of this, the homelessness, the crime.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But then the place where the liberals reside.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
It's all nice. Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, the elite.
Right? And then when they brought all of that to Martha's Vineyard, what happened? They removed them all. They deported all of them because they need to make sure that everything stays immaculate. It's the exact same concept. And then the lead person, the lead female that played in Hunger Games, she's a total liberal, complete idiot. Can't even make the connection that she played in the movie with the Democrats are trying to recreate. Let me play this union boss again. Here's another clip with him talking. And this was a reporter here on Fox News.
I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
And many of those people, you guys who are out here, are lifelong Democrats, like who you just heard from. That's not going to be the case, okay, for many of those construction workers. And that gives you a pulse on what average everyday Americans are feeling. In terms of President Joe Biden, who just got a union endorsement yesterday in D.C., one of the things the president said about former President Trump is that he doesn't connect with blue-collar average American workers. But we saw quite a different scene out here today.
You know what? I just got an alert from the Gateway Pundit. You know, we had the young man on the yesterday, Joe, or the day before. We
Joe
had
Hoff.
Joe yeah. Hoff.
The brother the
Gateway
the owner.
Pundit. Yeah, mm-hmm. the brother. And I just got an alert. It says President Trump takes a 10-point lead in New York.
Shut up.
It just
came
across.
Let me go to Gateway and Pundit. Let
it
me
just
this.
Came across. President Trump takes a 10-point lead in New York over Crooked Joe. This is going to get them angry. Now, two things are going to happen here. One, which I believe has already taken place, President Trump is just going to gain more support come 2024. The Democrats are going to go. And the second thing, the Democrats are going to go in panic mode.
Okay, so because you were reading it so fast.
Okay.
It actually said
okay.
Trump cuts Biden's lead in New York to 10 points. I guess he was more than 10 points over Trump. Now it's lower to 10 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. So, Thank you for looking that up.
Yeah, yeah. But that's still really exciting
huge.
Because here's the thing.
It's
this is
grow.
A typically blue state.
Yes.
And Trump said, I'm coming for it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm gonna, but still, that is still huge news, you know, because it's relatively a very hardcore Democrat state.
It's
one that literally Republicans do not campaign in. They don't do it because they're like, we're not gonna, I mean, Republicans don't, did I say Democrats? Republicans don't campaign it. And really, Democrats don't either because they
but
know
now,
they've won
but
it.
But now
so.
it's full on Republican campaign happening in New York.
Yeah, Trump's kind of changing that.
He's,
again,
they're keeping him
I
there.
I don't understand, you know, I don't understand why they do this. They do things to the detriment of themselves, the Democrats do.
They don't, you know what it
you
is?
Know?
They don't think about
consequences
the outcome,
ever.
The consequences. That,
ever.
Okay, well, if we do
anything
this.
Anything they do.
If we do this, what could possibly happen?
Yeah.
So they don't take in consideration that keeping Trump in New York, could that backfire on us? I don't think they ran across their mind. Now they're saying it.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, oh my goodness, this is backfiring on us.
I mean, this could become very well a very purple state right now. You know, we could almost call it a purple state at this point with
I
polls
think so,
like that.
Because, I mean, with the crime going through the roof, you have illegals showing up in New York and they're beating up police officers.
And if Trump does rallies, like he literally said today, he said it.
Yes.
We're doing a rally in the Bronx.
We're
he
doing
said
a rally
that.
In the Bronx.
He said,
oh,
we're
goodness.
Going to Madison Gardens.
Oh, my
he
goodness.
He said, I think we can win this.
Oh, my goodness.
Him being there
oh,
in
my
New
goodness.
York, you know, normally this time of year, he's in Florida or so.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm going to stay here. And now he's like, wait, I feel a pulse here. I think I can revive the Republican
base. I mean, the
very
fact that he showed up in Harlem.
Yeah.
Where, the very same mm-hmm. shot where that the crime took place.
Right.
He showed up in Harlem and says, look, I'm here for you. And that resonates with people that has a pulse. It resonates with people that want safety and security. It resonates with people that want to be able to protect and defend their families, provide for their families. It's resonating with them. Here it is, President Trump. They're keeping President Trump tied down in New York, and the people in New York, all they want to do is live their lives, but they're seeing what the Democrats are doing. They're seeing what they're doing to President Trump, and it's like, wait a minute, this is not right. This is not right. I guess the Democrats expect all the people in New York just to remain dumbed down. You know what it is?
They take their
base
for granted.
They expect the people in New York to be like AOC. That's what they're expecting. AOC, New York, that area. They're expecting people to be like AOC. She's dumber than a bag of rocks. So Democrats look at the American people the same way. If we can convince idiots like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, all of them to be like that, then we can control everybody. But see, they're losing their control. Let me share something else with you really quick. This is with Joe Biden. This is who they suspect that is better than President Trump. Listen to this because he's reading, of course, he's reading the teleprompter. And then he, and then one of the statements he's saying, they're going to, is this the one where they're saying 4 more years?
Yeah, at the
end. And then he said, because he's reading the teleprompter, and the teleprompter is telling him to pause so everyone can say 4 more years. Watch.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
I'm sorry. I had to stop it. I'm going to play it. It's a really short clip. Listen. I just want to make sure y'all catch this. Watch.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause.
Whatever, you
can,
know what?
Can the country actually go through another 6 months of this, let alone another 4 years?
You know what's really sad about that clip is the fact that, one, we know everything is staged, right? Because literally
of
the chant, somebody's holding up a sign saying,
that's why they said four more years. Right? You need to pause so everyone can say 4 more years so we can make it look like we want you.
And to be honest with you, they're not even showing the crowd. So who's even there? Right? This is not, it's so.
It's staged. Everyone that's on the staff.
It's so funny. Do you see the look on his face? He's like, pause.
Yeah, pause. Wait, come on now. Pause here.
He can't even figure that out. He's the president of the United States. He can't read the teleprompter and figure out that that means shut up.
Yeah. Maybe they should put in there, shut up. Maybe they should put, but then he'll say that.
Yeah, he'll say, he'll shut up.
And shut up. Y'all ready? Shut up. And then he'll say that. Here's another one. All right, how much time do we have? Okay, here's another one I want to share with you. Look at this.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? For democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom
over democracy?
Over democracy.
What?
And the people in the background, I don't get it. I don't get it. Here's another one really quick. This is like 11 seconds. I got some quick ones I want to share with you.
By the way, that tax cut expires the next year, okay?
He's talking about Trump's tax cut.
Well, let me tell you something. It's going to say expired and dead forever if I'm there.
It's going to expire and dead forever.
So he's talking about President Trump's tax cuts that benefit all of America. They're wanting to get rid of it because they don't want it to benefit the American.
And he's going to let them expire forever.
Yeah, he's going to let them expire forever.
He can't even say the words.
He's going to let it expire forever.
This
okay,
is the
I
best
think we
of
have
all.
One more that I got to play from New York.
Oh, you took it out. You took it out? Okay.
I got to play one more for look.
Okay.
Here we go. Watch this. This is great. From New York.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Woo. That's New York. And I had to take out the language, I mean, for obvious reasons. So, but it is what it is. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Be here tomorrow. Take your phone calls tomorrow. Take your phone calls. Make sure you call in early. Absolute Truth with Emma Robinson is coming up next, everybody. God bless. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, 3 pockets for cars and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.